to the WNO podcast. It's fight week, week of the event. Who's number one this week? You know, we're
switching things up.
Got all messed up.
We're switching things up a little bit.
Craig Jones is out with a bad reaction to the vaccine, apparently, but he's okay. He just can't train, so he's not going to compete. New main event: Rafael Lovato Jr. is taking on Gilbert Burns. Tyrone Tolo still on the card with a great replacement. He's going against.
Couldn't have asked for a better replacement.
Local Austinite William Tackett is throwing down with Ty in the co-main. I mean, still an unbelievable card. Really looking forward to it. Today we're going to get into the gambling lines a little bit. You guys know us; we're all degenerate gamblers. We're all obsessed with gambling. We spend our whole paychecks on it. But
Connor, especially back there.
Yeah, Connor back there, especially on my left. Corey Stockton, 10-time Houston Open champion, Hall of Fame filmmaker Reed Connell, as I told you last week, intercontinental pancreation champion Connor Joshin. But we're going to get into it today with the betting lines. These are the fight to win betting lines, right?
That's right. Yeah, these are the fight to win odds that we have up on our site as of yesterday morning.
Making things a little bit more interesting here. I like it. You know, not just you know who wins, who loses. We got some money on the line. We got some interesting odds, of course. When you look down these, some of them a little out of left field. I feel like I can make some easy money looking at some of these odds. But yeah, I'm excited to jump into this. And maybe make some money.
How you guys want it? Let's put the Tyler. Let's put the thing up there and just scroll through it first and see if there's anything that pops up before we go match by match. This just has the win and lose, right?
That's right.
Win by submission and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, we can go over those too, I think.
Yeah. I'm excited for this. I am. I'm not actually a degenerate yet. I'm like a baby degenerate. So I need you guys to teach me the ways. Because we're going to turn this into the Marvel table, and I need to know how much money I need to put down for it, right? So give me the upgrade, guys.
Can we get those odds up there somehow? Maybe just, there we go. Almost underway. Yeah, I don't even know if we're legally allowed to bet on these things, but it's still fun to joke around about.
So hopefully you guys will make some money. If we can't make it, then hopefully you guys make it.
So what do you guys, looking here at the event, I mean, nothing too crazy with the main event. We'll talk about it in a minute.
Well, I'm surprised off the bat to see Ty Rotolo come out as the underdog against Tackett. You know,
I would have thought Ty would have been the favorite.
I mean, Ty was the main event. He's coming down to co-main, taking, you know, on a week's notice here against William Tackett.
Maybe they're thinking because of size. That's the only thing I can think.
Yeah, but
Ty's definitely more accomplished.
He had a full training camp, too, for Craig Jones, who's not a little bit bigger than him, right? Craig Jones has 30 pounds on him easy.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I guess maybe Ty focusing on leg locks had to switch some things up. William, you know, is a leg locker, but not as specific as a leg locker as Craig. He's definitely has a more of a well-rounded game. So
you know what surprises me most is I imagine Nicky Ryan would be the favorite, but minus 500 is ridiculous.
Especially like the current climate that we're on right now, I feel like, just with like Nicky, you know, Nicky's coming off of a win there with Tony Ramos, but a loss against Ty, and PJ has a lot of momentum coming behind him. So yeah, a little surprised about that.
All right, let's start all the way at the bottom and work our way up, I guess. How's that sound to you guys?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, works for me.
All right, first match is Heizam versus versus Sloan Clymer, right?
Yeah.
All right, what are the odds we're looking at here?
Heizam is a minus 300 favorite, and Sloan is the underdog at plus 240.
Yeah, I mean, that seems fair to me. Heizam's a lot more accomplished than Sloan. That's not too crazy. What are you thinking there, Reed?
I think Sloan's is an easy dog right there, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I picked Sloan the last week when we did this, our pick'em game, and, you know, to see Sloan as the underdog, you know, I like Sloan there for sure. I mean, Heizam is of course a great, you know, I think maybe he deserves to be the favorite. He's just a little bit more out there, I think, than Sloan is, but I like that underdog, you know.
All right, I think to make this one a little bit more fun, not too crazy about those odds, what's the win by submission and all that stuff?
Yeah, let me pull that up. So to win by submission, Heizam is a minus 150. By submission, Sloan is a plus 345. So that's a little bit more interesting, right? At a plus 345. I mean, we've seen Heizam get submitted before. Actually, he was submitted in the Houston Nogi Open recently by heel hook.
I'll tell you the one I would go with is Heizam wins by decision plus 130. Because just to win the match, he's minus 300. But if you take him to win by decision, you're in the plus.
Yeah, right.
I'd go Heisman win by plus.
That's a good bet to make.
Or win by decision.
You have to hope that in 15 minutes neither of these guys can find a submission. Right.
Well, that's sort of.
I think Sloan's best shot is to win by submission.
Sloan by submission is 345. I guess it's more fun to bet winning by submission. It's like betting the under in a basketball game. Right. You have to root for them not to score. It's sort of, you know.
Yeah.
What submission do you think Sloan can latch on to here?
What do you think? I don't know.
Some of the stuff that I've seen him pull off, I just don't know pulling off here. Yeah, like I think I saw, what was the Ezekiel choke that he hit?
Yeah, Nogi Ezekiel choke.
Yeah, like I don't know if that's
a hard choke to hit.
Exactly. And that's the only kind of, like, those are the matches I've seen. So I mean, if he hit something like that crazy, I'm sure the odds would be wild.
I mean,
but
to Sloan's credit, right, Heisman's a big guy, he's got a long neck. A lot of neck to Ezekiel choking there.
True.
We got O Steve in the comments section. Shout out O Steve, he's been here trying to get mod privileges for a while. but he's claiming he's putting $1,000 down on PJ Barch.
There we go.
We'll just save that for later. Yeah,
that's what I like to hear.
What else are they saying in the comments right now?
Honestly, there's a lot of talk about PJ. People were impressed with his performance at Emerald City. We got some Gilbert fans in the comments. I'll keep you guys updated.
Portuguese?
No, actually in English.
People behaving themselves in there?
It seems like it so far. We'll see. Don't tempt them too much.
If anybody wins any money, I feel like next week you got to let us know in the comments if you won some money or something like that.
Throw us a couple bitcoins.
Yeah.
Looking at you, Steve.
Probably everybody's going to listen to us and lose money. All right, let's go on to the second match of the prelims. These are the free prelims available on Facebook and YouTube. Second match will be Jessica Crane from Ari's BJJ versus Lauren Sears from 10th Planet. No relation. Jessica Crane's a big favorite here. Minus 400.
And one thing I want to make note of here, this is a rematch, right? And we'll talk about the other rematch a little bit later on. In both of the rematches, the person who lost is the favorite.
How does that happen?
Who knows? But Jessica Crane's not just a favorite, right? She's minus 400.
She's a huge favorite.
She's a big favorite. Yeah. Like, how did Sears win that match last time?
I believe it was decision.
It was a fight to win match.
It was.
You know, I know a lot of people are really high on Jessie Crane there recently, but it just seems like Sears would be an easy pick right here, just because it's. I don't know. It seems like these two girls are kind of closely matched. It was a decision last time, you know, especially in that weight class. All these girls seem to be so closely matched with each other. So to see Jessie Crane be such a big favorite seems like a mistake. We'll see, I guess, of course, on Friday night. But, of course, again, the underdog looks like a good bet.
Yeah, and she's a good bet here because if you pick her to win by decision, which is how she won the last match, that's actually a plus 350.
Plus 350, plus 500 win by
submission.
Crane has worse odds for win by submission than win by decision. So whoever's making these odds is big on Jessica Crane. She's minus 200 for win by sub and plus 145 for decision.
Wow.
I think it would be the other way around. Yeah. So whoever's making these odds thinks that Jessica Crane is going to steamroll Lauren Sears. It's interesting.
If you watch some of her last matches, she seems unstoppable.
She is a beast.
She's armbarring everybody, right?
Wow.
Her armbar submissions specifically, and just her pace. She's going to be a different animal for sure than the last matchup.
Well, there you go.
Connor, what are you thinking about this one? You train with Sears.
Lauren Sears is going to make us some money. I think what we should do
is this the one where you're going to get your marble table? Is this the bet?
I don't know, but it's definitely going to like chip away at it. I need to figure out how much a marble table is before I start talking too much. But I think what we need to do is go through our pick'em choices and then afterwards see how much money we would have won or lost total if we put $100 on each. Yeah, we don't.
If you want to bet these things, go to Fight to Win Bet. I don't know if they got a website or something.
Turns out marble table is probably not that expensive, though. So
it's going to be a big one, all right? Okay. Reed, don't ruin this for me.
I'd like to know who makes these odds. I mean, just imagine it's like Ace Rothstein in Casino, Robert De Niro. All right, let's go up a little bit.
We got Wiltsy and David Garmo next.
Wiltsy and David Garmo, first match of the
main. Flying under the radar, this one a little bit. I feel like
it's a great match.
Great match. We're gonna see some good jiu-jitsu in this matchup for sure.
So the odds here at Fight to Win Bet, official odds from Sam Ace Rothstein himself. Andrew Wiltsy, minus 400, big favorite. Is it the same odds as the last match? Both minus 400.
Same odds.
Exact same. Minus 400 plus 275. Exact same for two matches in a row. Garmo, big dog here. No surprise. What are you guys thinking?
Yeah, I mean, Wilt's a favorite, of course, you know, for good reason, I think. You know, we haven't seen as much of David. You know, he's got a lot to prove. So, you know, he's the underdog here. And if you're willing to go out on that limb, you can make some money.
Yeah, I think
that's all I'm saying.
If you want to take a risk, this is the match to take a risk on in Garmo by submission, right?
Yeah, look at that.
What's the, yeah?
Because if Garmo's going to win, how's he going to win?
Yeah, it's going to be
he's going to catch him.
I think if the match is slowed down, it's definitely going to go in Wilty's favor. But if Garmo can really keep the pace going and catch something on the fly, that's his most likely chance of winning, and he's plus 450 by submission.
Plus 450 by submission. I mean, I even like I like Andrew by submission at plus 100 yeah. too. No disrespect to Garmo, but I think Andrew gets on his back in this one. It's all pluses here over here in the props. Plus 100, Wiltsy win by sub, 125 for decision. Garmo, 450 for sub, 350 for decision. What are you thinking, Connor?
I feel like this is one of those matches that feels most like a betting on a boxing match. You know what I mean? Because in boxing, you always go like, all right, well, maybe he can just knock him out.
And punch his chance.
Yeah, Garmo kind of has that puncher's chance. You know, he'll snatch onto something and just not let go. So you guys may be onto something. I'm not going to go against Wiltsy because I've made my pick him. I've made my pick 'em bets, but
all right, you can change it. People change, Connor.
No. I'm sticking with Wiltsy, but I will say this may be a good choice.
It's a new week
to make some money. No. Don't try and dissuade me. Yeah, I think this is a good one to make some money on. I don't know anything about betting, so take that.
Do you feel like we're teaching you about? Are you learning about betting?
I feel like it's a weird crash course and probably not something for anyone else to do.
You understand what the numbers on the screen mean?
Yes. Thank you for the underdog part. I appreciate that.
So if anybody watching at home, maybe some people don't get it. Andrew Wiltsy, you got to bet 400 to win 100. Garmo, if you bet 100, you win 275. That's what the plus and the minus and stuff means there. All right, I think we're done with that match. You want to move on to the next one, Ethan Cade?
Yeah, and this is curious. This is another match similar to the Lauren Sears Jesse Crane match, right? Ethan, no matter how we feel about that match, lost the first match, and he's the favorite here, -205 to Cade's +170.
Yeah, okay, that's a little closer.
Yeah.
Anyway, this one, you know, reflects. I think both these guys elite could go either way. This one really a lot of question marks. I haven't seen Cade in a little bit. I haven't seen Ethan in a little bit. So a lot of question marks on this one.
But I think we all saw that first match, right? How do we feel about how close the odds here are? I think they're the closest odds we've seen so far.
I like Cade here. I mean, I picked Ethan to win the match, but I mean, if Cade's a +170, I think he's going to come in more prepared this time around. He's felt, you know, he's locked up with Ethan and felt him before. I think, I mean, he's still Cade Ruotolo at the end of the day. He's still a goddamn Ruotolo brother.
Yep.
He's been, you know, elite since he was 3-4 years old.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Cade Ruotolo at +170, I like those odds versus basically anybody. Even though I picked Ethan to win the match, I think, yeah, I like it.
Yeah, and if you don't think that Cade has been doing nothing but training for this rematch since the first match, you're out of your mind. I think we're going to see a totally different Cade Ruotolo. I said that in the last podcast, but I believe it's true that both of these guys are going to be so much different than the first time we saw them. The number that sticks out to me here the most is the over-under for 10 minutes. Over 10 minutes is -365. Obviously, their last match went to decision, but both of them had legitimate submission chances. So the under 10 minutes is +250, which I think, you know, there were a lot of submission attempts in the last match. We didn't actually see a finish, but plenty of opportunities for it in the rematch, I think.
Damn, +250, so you can just bet, try and get that +250 if they get a sub in under 10 minutes. That's pretty interesting. Connor, okay, I'm going to give you a scenario, Connor.
Okay, give it to me.
You got $1,000.
I got $1,000.
Ooh, that's... You can either bet $1,000...
Peace!
You can either bet $1,000 on Ethan Krellenstein and get $500... Or you can bet $1,000 on Cade Ruotolo and get $1,700. Which bet you taking?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Either way, you can buy a new table back there.
Either way, I get the new table. That's true. I would make the Ethan bet here. I honestly would, and maybe I'm being a coward, but I really like Ethan's chances.
You're
in
going
this
against
one.
The degenerate gambler.
I know.
Deep down inside
you're going to have
$1,700. You're going to pass up $1,700.
You're going to have to convince me. I need more argument here. I need more argument.
Props here. Krellenstein by sub 175, Ruotolo by sub 280. Cade Ruotolo by decision for +200. I mean, what is normalized? 170, so I guess it's not that much more that you'd want to bet on that and not be rooting against him getting subbed.
I feel like the last time Ethan was submitted was a Darce choke. And, of course, the Ruotolo brothers are Darce hunters. So I'm just throwing that out there.
Who Darce
Ruotolo by submission at +280.
This is what you throw out before you ask me the question. You got to give me that stuff up front.
I'm just saying. Who knows?
All right. I think if I was going there, over 10 minutes is -365. But I got a feeling it's going to go over 10 minutes. All right, let's go. Let's move along.
Fun match. This might be favorite fight of the night there, Ethan versus Cade. Really looking forward to that.
Next one, Grace Gundrum versus Alex Nguyen. Late replacement for Jessa Khan. I mean, not that late of a replacement compared to, say, William Tackett. But big-time favorite here, Grace Gundrum, -800. That's no surprise. Alex +500. No surprise here. I mean, Grace is what, ranked second or third in the world. Alex isn't ranked currently. Alex has some big wins and stuff in her past, but yeah, I think they got this right. I mean, I think you can make Grace even a bigger favorite just based off how the betting's going to go.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the odds for like Mikey Musumeci versus Marcelo Cohen back in the back the last card, Mikey was like a -1250 or something like that. So
even bigger.
I think Grace, you know, given how far ahead I think she is in this match, I think that's actually pretty favorable odds if you're willing to place a bet.
Okay, so what's Grace by submission then? If she's such a big favorite, maybe it doesn't make sense to
-500.
So -500, you know, gets you a little bit closer anyway. But
I think really the best bet to make here is under 10 minutes, right? Which is -200.
-200, yeah. Right?
If the match goes to submission for either party, it's the -200 bet.
Okay, there you go. But I guess if you're so confident about Grace winning by submission, might as well just do the Grace by submission then.
-500?
Yeah.
If you're that confident, put $500 down, $100. I mean, I've done it with sports games before when I'm that confident. But yeah, no surprise there. Grace Gundrum, big favorite here. Be a huge win for Alex if she wins. What is her normal odds? Her +500? All right. I think that could be a little bit even more. I think both these numbers could be a little bit skewed in the other direction.
I'm sure there's some Alex Wynn fans out there who have some secrets that they know some facts that we don't know who are laughing at us right now. So if that's your girl, then throw it down. Maybe make some money.
Connor, anybody in the chat willing to put their money where their mouth is on Alex?
No one putting their money where their mouth is on Alex. We got some Grace fans. Steve thinks Grace gets a triangle under 5 minutes. Michael had brought up the fact that they were acting well or acting good, and then they stopped. Everyone turned into degenerates with us in the chat pretty quickly.
What are they doing? You know, Steve's a 10th planet guy. I've already sniffed him out. He was picking Barch earlier. Now he's picking Grace.
You got him.
What's going on in there?
There's some wild predictions that I don't think I'm allowed to say on camera. But also, someone wants you to commit to another.
How wild are these predictions? I want to go check these out.
Yeah, go check them out. Yeah.
Too bad for TV.
But they do want to see, have you commit to another fight companion with Tommy and Mikey sometime for Spider. Just wanted to throw that out there. Michael, put it on your radar.
Whenever the next Spider is.
Yeah.
I mean, I just got too damn busy to do those type of shows. Tommy Longacker's too busy, too. He's always got parties to go to and shit. But,
he's a carpenter now, too, right?
Yeah. He's either up on a roof building some shit or he's partying. He's a busy guy. All right. What are we at now? We're going to move on? This one. I'm excited to talk about this one.
I think these are the most wild odds of the whole the whole list here.
Nicky Ryan versus PJ Barch. Connor's friend Steve-O already said that PJ is going to take. He's betting on PJ for this one. But these are I was surprised PJ was +350 after his Emerald City performance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially to go all the way through by submission like that, that PJ did. I mean, I think this might be the fight to bet on for sure.
Yeah, and I don't want to overhit this point, but we really haven't seen Nicky in competition in quite a bit. I know you guys have seen him training a lot, and he looks great in the training room.
Right? And we saw him with 10 seconds versus Tony Ramo, basically. So
right, but there's a different level of competition jiu-jitsu, and PJ's been doing nothing but competing for the last
And competing's hard, right? Yeah. Everybody says it's 90% mental, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a, there's anxiety, there's nerves. Those are real things to get over, you know. So right. And those affect matches. That's different than in the training room, right? We're all killers in the training room, but then when the lights come on, it's a little tougher.
One thing that may be going in Nikki's favor, though, is that PJ has losses to Gordon, to Taza, and to Ethan. The last two coming in 2020 or 2021.
But, yep.
So that may be helping in Nikki's favor. But if you think that none of that matters and that what really matters is Matt experience, Matt time, PJ is the guy to bet on for sure here.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys think this one? I see over 10 minutes because it's plus 150. Do you guys think this match goes over 10 minutes? Oof. I can see it. I easily can see it going over 10 minutes.
I know. It's like, this one's such a hard one to pick. It's like, I could see it going 30 seconds. I could see it going 15. It's like, man, this one's all over the place for me.
Who does it work in favor for if it goes over 10 minutes?
If you bet, in favor for you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Reed.
I'm not betting against Nikki with anybody right now. I think Nikki's going to win ADCC, but I mean, that is still appetizing seeing PJ Barge at plus 350, because I think PJ is really underrated here.
It's just a general bet, though. It's just, if it goes over, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, I just mean, like, you know, whose game plan works better.
Oh, gotcha.
If it goes over 10 minutes, does that work in PJ's favor or Nikki's?
I think if the match is under 10 minutes, it's because because Nikki submits PJ quick, right? So I think if PJ is doing if PJ is executing his best game, this match goes over 10 minutes.
See, the odds makers are...
Yeah, that's fair.
The odds makers have this being finished in under 10 minutes. They have it at minus 200 for under 10 minutes. I mean, if you really think somebody's going to stomp somebody, you could bet them. You could bet the match under 10. You can also bet them to win by submission and double it up, you know?
Mm. Right.
Yeah, this is the match that I think we're getting our marble table on. I made the pick in the pick'em game, so I get to stick with it and
there you go.
You know, ball out on that underdog status.
If you want to take a big risk here, the big bet to make is PJ by submission at plus 475, right? You can throw change down on that and come away with some money.
There you go, Michael Sears. Give me that $1,000. I got you right here.
All right, I'll go out there. I'll talk to Lindsay. I'll get some cash for you. All right. Co-main.
Yeah, here we
are. Already all the way up at the co-main, the new co-main, after Craig pulled out Ty Rotolo versus William Tackett. This is an interesting – I was shocked when I saw that Ty was the dog here. I thought Ty was going to come out the favor here. What do you guys think?
Yeah, like I said before, he's been training for this, right? He's been in a camp for Craig Jones for, I don't know, the last 4 or 5 weeks, right? Training for a larger opponent, training for a leg locker. You know, we know Tackett's tough. We know Tackett's he's on a hunt, but I think that Ty, I expected him to be the favorite here as well.
Yeah, for sure. Just want to give a quick shout out to both these dudes. These are, you know, exactly the type of guys we want to see on Who's Number One. Ty, of course, disappointed that he wasn't competing against Craig, but didn't bat an eyelash. Didn't matter really who his opponent was. He still wanted to throw down. Tackett fought last weekend. Didn't matter to him. He's ready to throw down against a big name like Ty. So both these guys are going to be, I mean, both these guys still have the potential to be, like, greatest of all time type of guys. William is amazing. Of course, we've had him on Who's Number One in the past. And Ty is surging. So I love that these two guys are now finally crossing paths here on such a big stage like this. Really looking forward to this one. Doesn't matter to me, win or lose, whoever you bet on, you know, the fans are winning on this one.
I mean, there's a lot of good matches. I think this is an easy favorite for match of the night right here. I think – you think these guys are going to wrestle?
Yeah.
Who you think is going to take it? Dude, Ty's wrestling looks
– yeah.
It looked great in December, man.
Yeah, against Cody.
I actually – you know, based on what we've seen from Tackett recently, I think if anybody pulls guard, it's going to be William Tackett.
Mm-hmm,
He's been – you know, his last two matches on Fight to Win specifically against Heba, he threw up a Kani Basami flying leg lock. And against Wagner, he pulled into an Imanari roll. So I think if anybody pulls guard, it's going to be Tackett. Although you don't necessarily want Ty Rotolo passing on top of you, right? So they may top position may matter a little bit more for these guys.
This one's going to submission, though. What's a submission odds? Somebody's getting submission.
Actually,
here.
You know,
these guys take too many risks. They're too exciting.
Ty by sub is plus 450.
The odds makers think this one's going to decision. Over 10 minutes is minus 350.
Okay. So I disagree.
If you think Ty is going to win by sub early, you could take under 10 minutes plus 260 by sub at plus 450 for Ty.
You can come away some cash for Ty Rotolo.
Yeah.
Reed, I want to
retire early. What's up, Connor?
I want to hear how Reed thinks this is actually going to go. He's very confident about the submission. I want to hear his prediction for this match because we didn't get to do it last week.
Man, I wish I could give you a prediction, but
you got nothing for me. You can't give me the gamble.
There you go.
No, dude. I mean, obviously, I love both these guys. Like I said, quintessential who's number one fighters right here. Ty and William, both these dudes. Like I said, take risks. They go after it. You know, I just think, you know, of course, William coming off of a loss, Ty surging, Ty, you know, preparing for Craig. I liked Ty against Craig, so I gotta like Ty here against William. I think it's gonna be a fun match, a battle for the future ADCC champions. This one's gonna be dope.
18-year-old versus a 19-year-old. Talk about a battle of the future, which I think we have like five or six people under 19.
Now it's got to be six, right?
Well, we took off Jessa, so I think Tag takes Jessa special. So it was like five or six. But I'm gonna think Ty wins this too. If I was betting, that would be my bet. Would be Ty plus 220. I'm not as confident it's going to be a submission, but I mean Ty Rotolo brothers, just like Mikey Musumeci, they got that Tiger Woods factor, man. They just been winning since they could walk.
Mm-hmm.
In the mental part of competition, we see it time and time again. The mental part is maybe as important as anything. Like they just know how to win. It's going to be a scramble fest. I think Ty will win the wrestling exchanges, and then we're going to see where it goes from there. But I think Ty takes this thing.
Yeah, you know, I've got an article coming out tomorrow about how much more this match matters for Ty Rotolo and his future, right? I mean, Ty versus Craig was interesting for all of the reasons we've been explaining for a month, right? It's just like it's a spectacle, right? You don't know what to expect. Everybody thinks that Craig is going
to
win.
It was a big jump up in competition for Ty. You know, he was certainly able to maybe conquer that mountain, and maybe we'll see later on. But this one is definitely just like a little bit more in their wheelhouse.
Yeah, right. And because nobody thought Ty could really beat Craig, there was no real consequence to losing for Ty.
Mm.
Now it matters, right? Ty is trying to jump up. He's trying to jump up in weight. He's up against the number three middleweight. Right, this is the weight class he wants to be in, and this is the guy he has to beat, and this is the guy I think he's going to be neck and neck with in that weight class for years to come. I mean, we're talking about ADCC 2021, we're talking about, or 2022 rather, and then all of the ADCCs down the line. I mean, they can meet each other in every ADCC final for the next 6 years.
For the next like 10, 15 years, who knows, right?
Connor, how are our friends in the chat? What are they up to?
They are betting Ty is going to win this one. We got a few. I've been trying to bait him out and give us a few more predictions, but everyone's pretty confident about Ty.
You got to get him quick, then those odds might change.
Yeah, I know.
Those odds are going to swing. I mean, no disrespect to Tech, but I was really surprised for Ty to go in as the dog there.
Yeah, and let's also give a round of applause for Tech. It's recent performance with Wagner Hosha. I know he wasn't able to get that W, but you know, even no matter win or loss, William Tackett is taking on the best of the best.
Yeah.
And you know, we love that.
No, Tackett's a G for taking this, for sure.
And both these guys, competitive. These guys ain't no punks. I mean, both of them are just like, whatever, get me a match. You know, Ty is just whatever, I want to compete. I get him Tackett, he takes it. I love that attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Main event.
Let's go. Yeah. Let's
Main
go
event
for
of
it.
Your evening. Rafael Lovato Jr.
This one was big. It got even bigger.
Gilbert Durinho Burns. Main event. Bellator, former Bellator middleweight champion versus UFC number one contender Gilbert Burns. Lovato, probably the bigger guy going into this match, is minus 215. Burns the favorite at plus 180. What are you guys thinking?
Oh, don't start with me here.
It's a tough one to call. We're going to throw it to Connor first here. Connor, what are you thinking about these odds, man? Now that you've learned all there is to learn about betting.
Mm-hmm. Connor, I'm going to give you $1 million right now.
$1 million right now?
$1 million cash. I went out there. I saw Lindsay.
Uh-huh. She's good.
She ran it up the chain. It's authorized. Amy authorized it. Uh-huh. I got $1 million cash right here in a briefcase.
I love
Bet
it.
Bet that. And win $1.8 million if Gilbert Burns wins, or you can win $215,000 if Rafael Lovato Jr. wins. What are you going for? You going for the $1.8 mil?
I'm going for Gilbert Burns here.
Yo, man,
it's a little bit.
There we go. We converted him throughout the show.
I feel like a degenerate now, but I'm honestly surprised Gilbert Burns is an underdog here. I mean, maybe that's just showing my greenness to the sport, but you know, Lovato's look great. Gilbert is just kind of in his athletic prime and the prime of his career. It's hard to bet against him in any like sport, combat sport, you know, and this is no different.
I agree with you. When I watch Gilbert in MMA, I'm like, damn, this dude's getting younger. Like, he is still athletic as fuck, man. Like, I would bet Gilbert, regardless. I picked him, I think, in the pick'em game. I mean, it shows you how serious I take those things. I don't remember anybody I picked last week. But Gilbert at plus 180, I'm liking it. I'm betting $1 million on Gilbert Burns. What are you guys thinking?
You know, I said this in my article, but I think Lovato's the pick to make here. He's bigger, right? He's a little bit taller. But I think most importantly to me is he's spent the last year plus competing in jiu-jitsu, not in MMA, not preparing for an MMA match. He's been competitive in the jiu-jitsu scene. I think that's going to make a significant enough difference that if he gets his game going, he's going to win this match.
Listen, this is a close one. This is a close one to call, right?
This is hardest to call.
Hardest to call. So I think like the odds reflect that. And yeah, I mean, here if it's so close like this, you know, I think I picked Lovato to win last time. But all this talk about Gilbert, all this talk about millions of dollars and things, you know, I mean, when it's that close, you gotta pick Gilbert. You gotta pick the underdog. You gotta take the risk. You gotta take Gilbert Burns here. And you know, I mean, he's not out of the fight. It's not like I don't think Rolato's gonna blow the doors off him or anything like that. This guy's a black belt world champion. You see the level he's training down in Miami. He's taking care of his body. He does look better and better every time we see him in the octagon. He's not doing those crazy weight cuts. You know, you gotta like Gilbert here. This is a fun one, and of course, it's UFC versus Bellator, and I pick UFC. So,
props. Gilbert by sub is plus 325. Odds makers think it's going over 10 minutes for sure. Under 10 minutes is plus 335.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a little bit more of a cagey match, at least to start, right?
I think if you're going to bet Gilbert, he's plus 180 to win, but I mean, he's plus 200 for decision. I think he's going to win. It's probably going to be a decision. I don't know. These guys, I think they're going to be so good at the match. I don't see a submission happening.
Catches something quick, maybe. But
what do you guys think was your lock? What was your pick out of all these that we looked at today? What's the one that, like, if you were going to put some money down on it, if you were putting this month's rent down on it, which one are you going with?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I don't want to live on the street out here.
Let's put the just the regular lines all back up, Tyler. Just the entire thing, so we can look at it at once. Skipping the props. All right, you're putting this month's rent on one of these matches to win or lose. Let's see, you got Nicky minus 500.
Ethan Cade might be a good bet. Damn.
I mean, if you want to walk away with some change, you put it down on Grace, right?
Yep.
But if you're taking the big money home, I'm saying PJ Barch.
PJ Barch, you like to live dangerously. I like to live dangerously as well. I don't need a home. I can go live in Pedigo Submission Fighting. I will go with. Well, my rent's $10,000 a month, so I'm going to go with...
That's it?
I'll stick with Andrew. I'll go with Andrew Wiltsy. That's a safe bet. I'm not going to live dangerously. Andrew Wiltsy minus 400.
I feel like I got to double down on Sloan there. You know, he is the underdog, not too crazy of an underdog, but still pays out some money for me. So I think I'm going to double down on Sloan in the opener there. But... you know, Cade would be a good one too, actually. Either Cade or Sloan. I got to double down on one of those guys.
I notice everybody's staying away from the main event.
How about you, Connor?
Yeah, I'm going to stay away from the main event too. And you know what? Just because by the end of the show, I'm feeling a little more like degenerate-like, I'm going to go Garmo. Give me the Garmo. Give me the underdog. I think he's going to take the puncher's chance. If I got to cash in, let me cash in.
This is what happens. He's a rookie gambler. He's just going to bet it all on the underdog. Now you're going to be living on the streets, Connor.
No.
That's how it happens. That's how it happens right there.
Poor guy. Just moved out of here out of Kentucky, and he's already just betting his rent.
I'll just see you guys. Matches. I'll get out of here. My landlord.
Connor, any good questions in the chat today?
Where can one place a bet?
Fight to win bet.
Boom.
I don't know where you do that.
The rest are, they've been belligerent.
Yeah,
the rest.
They got an Instagram account. And, anybody exhibiting particularly good behavior? You want to give them a shout out today?
O-Steve's been great, man. O-Steve's been great. There's been some other people trying to get my attention, but they're doing it through toxic means, and we're not engaging.
Is O-Steve your alter ego? Because he seems to agree with you on just
yeah. I'm actually logged in on a separate YouTube account here.
Sense. What's the toxic stuff?
Man, you go to the YouTube comments. You go to the YouTube comments. Check it out. I'm not having that on me.
All right. Connor, cover your ears, and Corey's going to read them out loud. All right?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, guys. Press conference back in here on Thursday, 5:30 Eastern time. Athletes getting in town tomorrow. Very exciting week. The event, 8 o'clock Eastern Friday night. First two matches free on Facebook and YouTube. All right, take it easy.
Go get your tickets.
Go get your tickets.